Chapter 1. Major's Dream. Mr. Jones, of Manor Farm, drank too much with his friends one night. He came home and pushed open the back door of the farmhouse. He kicked off his shoes, drank one last glass of beer, and went up to bed. Mrs. Jones was already sleeping. As soon as the light in the bedroom went out, animals started to move all across the farm. Major, the oldest of the pigs, wanted to talk to them about his strange dream. Most of the animals liked old Major, and they wanted to hear him. They walked, or flew, quietly into the big barn to listen. Old Major was lying at one end of the barn, waiting for them. He was 12 years old and quite fat, and he was a kind and intelligent animal. The dogs, Jesse, Bluebell and Pincher, were the first into the barn, and the other pigs followed them. They lay down in front of Major. The chickens sat under the windows, while the pigeons flew up to the top of the barn and rested there. The sheep and cows sat behind the pigs. Two horses, Clover and Boxer, came in together, walking slowly because they did not want to hurt any of the smaller animals. Clover was not young, and she was now a bit fat. Boxer was an enormous horse, more than 6 feet tall and very strong. He was not intelligent, but he was very kind and worked hard. After the horses came Muriel, the white goat, and Benjamin, the donkey. Benjamin was the oldest animal on the farm, and he was never happy and never laughed. But he was a good friend to Boxer, and on Sunday you could find them together in a field, eating grass, but never speaking. Then Molly came in, eating a piece of sugar. Molly was a pretty young horse, and she pulled Mr. Jones's trap. The last animal to come in was the cat. She lay down and was soon sleeping. When Major saw that everybody was ready, he began to speak.
"Friends," he said, "I have something important to tell you. I have lived for a long time, and I don't think that I'll be with you for much longer. I have learned many things in my long life, and before I die, I want to tell you about them. The lives of all animals on this farm are short, and we are not happy. We work all of our lives, and when we can't work any more, they kill us. We are not free. No animal in England is. But England is a rich country with good weather, and fruit and vegetables grow well here. There's enough food for every animal. But people steal all that food from us. People don't work," said Major. "They don't give us eggs or milk. They never work hard in the fields. We do all the work, and they keep everything. You cows give milk, but does it go to your children? And you chickens, what happens to your eggs? And Clover, you had 4 children, but Mr. Jones sold them. Where are they now? I'm lucky, I'm 12 years old. But many of the young pigs here will die in the next year. And Boxer, when you're old and can't work any more, they'll kill you too. In my strange dream last night, I saw a world without people. Our problems come from people, and without them, we can be rich and free. So we must work night and day to start a rebellion. When will it happen? I don't know. Maybe in a week, or maybe in 100 years. But we must be ready. Remember, all people are enemies. All animals are friends.
Old Major waited for a minute, and then he spoke again.
Remember that people are the enemy. Anyone with 2 legs is an enemy. Anyone with 4 legs or wings is a friend. And animals must never do the same things as people. We must never live in a house, or sleep in a bed, or wear clothes, or drink alcohol, or touch money. And all animals are brothers. Animals must not kill other animals.
The animals were now very excited, and they were making a lot of noise. Mr. Jones woke up, took his gun, and fired it out of the window. The animals ran back to their homes. In a few minutes, everyone on the farm was sleeping.